Spending a rainy Sunday spring afternoon can be fun, especially if you're in the midst of great company. Good afternoon, this is Claude Tate. And that was the case yesterday in the home of Keith and Marva Jones. It was an invitation extended to me for some time now. The time became appropriate only yesterday. Keith, I should tell you, is a cricket historian, a native Jamaican. Keith has everything there is to have in the name of cricket. Well, we spend the afternoon reviewing old films of great cricket matches. We listen to interviews by Sir Donald Bradman, Sir Garfield Sobers, Frank Worrell, the late Frank Worrell, Alf Valentine, and others. Wes Hall, we saw some matches, Rohan Kanai, Basil Butcher. But what stuck out most was the Sir Donald Bradman's assessment of the West Indies and Australian teams of 1955, then again in 1960. Well, today that comparison can still hold true, as the two superpowers of the game remain deadlocked after two test matches, the first in Georgetown, Guyana, ending in a draw, and the second in Trinidad and Tobago, also ending in an exciting draw. They're both sharing a 1-1 victory in the 2 of 4 one-day internationals played so far. Well, Keith Jones reflects back on 3 previous drawn games between the two teams.
This is the fourth time in a contest between Australia and the West Indies that this has happened, where Australia has come through. In the first instance, back in 1951-52, in the fourth test match at Melbourne, West Indies scored 272 and 203. Australia made 216 in the first inning and ended up 260 for 9, winning the match by 1 wicket. They were set 38 runs to win with the last man coming in, and they scrambled home to win by 1 wicket. The second time was in 1960-61 tour, when we had the famous tie test, the first test match at Brisbane, where West Indies scored 453 and 284, and Australia 505 and 232, and of course the scores coming out exactly even. Ian McKiff being run out of the sixth to last ball of the match. And the next time that this happened was on the same tour, 1960-61, in the fourth test match at Adelaide. West Indies scored 393 and 432. Australia 366 and 273 for 9. Set 459 runs to win, Australia scored 273 for 9 to play out time. L.F. Klein scoring 15 not out, and K.D. McKay 62 not out. It's very interesting to note that in this match, Sobers took a catch in the slips, and all the players walked towards the pavilion, but the batsman, Ken McKay, stood up and never moved, and the umpire called the players back, and they had to play out time. Frank Worrell at the time said that it was just one of those things. So that, including those 3 matches, and then of course the match just completed in Trinidad, was the fourth time that Australia has scrambled home either with a win or a draw.
So will you say that this is good competition for West Indies?
Oh yes, yeah, excellent. And the rivalry between West Indies and Australia has been very keen, as these instances show down over the years, starting with the 1951-52 tour. And they have always been very, very close matches. And I don't think that the West Indies have ever had a team that they have played against where they have always come out with these very close finishes.
That was Keith Jones. And then the only tie in the history of the game there again was against Australia and the West Indies. Well, the third test match is set for this Friday in Bridgetown, Barbados. How does Wes Pereira see things?
First of all, the wicket in Barbados is going to be quicker. It's going to be quicker for both sides. I think the West Indies have got the faster bowlers. Michael Holding did say that he will be available for Barbados, so he is expected to come back to partner Marco Marshall, who look a little sharper towards the end of the second test match, and of course to partner Joe Garner. I think Wayne Daniel will probably just keep his place if they don't play a spinner, but Holding will probably take over for Milton Small, who had one test match. Lloyd is expected to come back, and no doubt will in fact play either in place of Richie Richardson or Larry Gomes. Larry Gomes has not been in the best of form, and his all-around ability might just keep him there, and Richard Richardson might lose his place. On the other hand, Richardson might stay and Gomes might go. That is how it looks from the West Indies point of view. But a much faster wicket, and the toss is going to be important there too, and I think we can have a result at Kensington.
And of course, the first official report is that Larry Gomes has been left out of the 13. Clive Lloyd is returned for this to captain the side starting again on Friday. Again, thanks to Keith and Marvel Jones for a wonderful Sunday afternoon. I'm Claude Tate.